St. Paul said that the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which is being saved, it is the power of God. So what is this foolishness that the world thinks the cross is? Well, that comes from the fear of death. If you read our ascetical theology, and you should, as long as you're reading the Bible first and read the Bible cover to cover a few times, or at least the Gospels all the way through five or six times, start reading our ascetical literature, and you'll learn that the fear of death is what causes man to sin. It sounds a little bit strange, actually, doesn't it? Not counterintuitive. If you were afraid of death and afraid of hell, wouldn't you want to do better to not go to hell? But that's not how our psychology works. Our psychology works in that when there is the fear of death, there becomes a selfishness upon man. And man wants to do things that he can, so as to say, before, you know, hit his bucket list, shall we say. And we live in a self-centered way if we have fear of death. But if a man is not afraid of death, he lives without fear. And he lives righteously, knowing that there is a next life and a reward for what we do in this life. But if a person does not believe in God, or believes in God in a secular, shallow way, like most people believe in God, then there is the fear of death in them. And they therefore have this compulsion to act selfishly. Some a lot, some a little, but they do think that it's rather crazy for a person to offer his life up for another, certainly for those who are not worthy. And they think that the way of the cross, even if they don't express it this way, even if they're coming to church, they think that the way of the cross is foolishness, because that is giving up yourself to others all the time, even the ones that don't deserve it. That doesn't make any sense. If you were to check the Hollywood movies, let's say, do a research of them, and find out that probably 1 out of 1,000 is where a man has been wronged and he forgives. It's always a man has been wronged and he wreaks vengeance upon those that have wronged him. That's the world's way. But the Christian way is the way of the cross. The Christian way is to live according to as Jesus lived, which was completely to give his will over to his Father and to lay down his life for another. And in a man who fears death, that doesn't make any sense, because he's giving up the most precious thing that he has for another, his life.